Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting second. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting third. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Nilsson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Jenkins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Eric Owens. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Brad Woodall. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Brad Woodall. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting second. The left fielder, Bernard Gilkey. Batting third. The first baseman, John Olerud. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Butch Husky. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tatum. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alberto Castillo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Ordonez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Reed. Pitching for the New York Mets, Rick Reed. And now, play ball. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vina strikes out. One out. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Zerillo strikes out. Two outs. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Olerud scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woodall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gilkey hits a line drive into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olerud is hit by the pitch. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Husky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Owens. Husky reaches second base with a double. Olerud goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Mets. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nilsson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berga for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Olerud scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nilsson for the out. One out. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jenkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tatum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Tatum is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Tatum hits a fly ball into center field. Owens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alberto Castillo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Castillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Matheny strikes out. 1 out. Eric Owens is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Owens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brad Woodall is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Woodall hits a fly ball into left field. Gilkey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rick Reed is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brian McRae batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gilkey is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilkey strikes out. 2 outs. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Olerud is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Olerud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vina is 0-for-1 in the game. Vina hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Husky. Vina reaches second base with a double. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cirillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordonez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nilsson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vina scores. It's Brewers, 1, Mets, 1. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Husky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Husky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Tatum is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tatum is 0-for-1 in the game. Tatum strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Mets 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Matheny is 0-for-1 in the game. Matheny hits a fly ball into right field. Husky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eric Owens is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Owens is 0 for 1 in the game. Owens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordonez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Alberto Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Castillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Castillo moves to second. Rick Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. Reed bunts towards the mound. Woodall fields it and throws to first for the out. Castillo moves to third. Ordonez moves to second. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a line drive towards first. Nilsson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilkey is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilkey is hit by the pitch. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Olerud is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Olerud hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Castillo scores. Ordonez scores. Gilkey moves to third. Olerud moves to second. It's 3-1, Mets. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Husky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Brad Woodall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Woodall is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodall strikes out. 1 out. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vina is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Vina hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordonez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Cirillo moves to second. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cirillo scores. Burnett moves to third. It's 3-2, Mets. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Jenkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Brewers 2. The Mets will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. Berga hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Tatum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tatum is 0 for 2 in the game. Tatum hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alberto Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin strikes out. 1 out. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Matheny is 0 for 2 in the game. Matheny strikes out. 2 outs. Eric Owens is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Owens is 0 for 2 in the game. Owens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Brewers 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Luis Lopez pinch hits for Rick Reed. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lopez strikes out. 2 outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Marky Grissom pinch hits for Brad Woodall. Dennis Cook now pitching. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom takes first base on ball 4. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vina is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Vina hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grissom moves to second. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cook spins and fires to second, and Grissom is picked off. 1 out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cook fires to first and has Vina trapped. There's the throw to Ordonez who tags Vina for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cirillo takes first base on ball 4. Jeremy Bernitz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bernitz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bernitz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cirillo moves to third. John Franco now pitching. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Nilsson hits a line drive into left field. Gilkey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Brewers 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Wickman now pitching. Mark Loretton now playing first base. Marky Grissom now playing center field. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilkey is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gilkey takes first base on ball 4. John Olerud batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Olerud is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Olerud takes first base on ball 4. Gilkey moves to second. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Husky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Husky strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 3 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Loretta fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Wickman covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Newfield pinch hits for Jeff Jenkins. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Newfield hits a pop-up towards short. Ordonez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Valentin is 0-3 in the game. Valentin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Matheny is 0-3 in the game. Matheny hits a fly ball into left field. Gilkey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.